जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी धन मान कुंड बिहारे गोप जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोप जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी राधा कुंज बिहारी गोप जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारिय यमुना तीरावन चारिय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोप जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू सी कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 वर्स 48 एंड 49 मनसैव पुरे देवा पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवानजा मनसैव पुरे देवा पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवानजा मनसैव पुरे देवा पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवान् जा मनसैव पुरे देवा पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवान् जा मनसैव पुरे देवा पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवान् जा मनसैव पुरे देवं पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति मीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवान् जा माताजी मनसैव पुरे देवं पूर्वरूपं विपश्यति अनुमीमांसते पूर्वं मनसा भगवान् जा विल सी व्हाट टू व्हाट मीनिंग manasa by the mind eva indeed pure in this abode or within everyone's heart like a super soul devaha the demigod yamaraj purva rupam the past religious or irreligious conditions vipashyati completely observes anamimamsate He considers apurvam, the future condition, manasa, with his mind, Bhagavan, who is omnipotent, ajaha, as good as Lord Brahma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, the omnipotent Yamaraj is as good as Lord Brahma, for while situated in his own abode, Or in everyone's heart, like the Paramatma, he mentally observes the past activities of a living entity and does understand how the living entity will act in the future lives. Purport. One should not consider Yamaraj an ordinary living being. He is as good as Lord Brahma. He has the complete cooperation of Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart. And therefore, by the grace of Super Soul, he can see the past, present and future of a living being from within. The word Anumimamsate means that he can decide in consultation with the Super Soul. Anu means following. The actual decision concerning the next lives of the living entities are made by the Super Soul and they are carried out by the Yamaraj. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहो वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं हरे कृष्ण. So today, first of all, welcome all of you for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So seeking the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas, all senior devotees, especially Adikesha Prabhu, try to speak something on this verse for my purification and for glorification of Krishna. So in this verse, it is mentioned that Lord Yamaraj, who is one of the demigods, can understand the past life, future life and present life of a conditioned soul. How is it possible? Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Veda aham samataitani vartamanani cha Arjuna, bhavishyani cha bhutani mamtu vedana kashyana. I can understand past, present, future lives of everyone, but nobody can understand me. Also he said, why I am able to understand? Because I am situated in super soul in everyone's heart. In 13th chapter, Krishna says, Upadishta anumanta bharta bhukta maheshwara paramatme pichapi yukto dehesmin purushapara. In this body, there is another transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as observer and permitter, who is known as a super soul. So how can Yamaraj, who is a living entity, who is not a supreme god, as a jiva, small jiva, but could be able to understand the past, present, future life of the living entities? So Prabhupada says, because of empowerment given by the Lord. If one gets empowered by the Lord, one can do the task as good as Lord, or sometimes one more than Lord. Prabhupada says that by mercy of Lord, devotee can perform tasks greater than even Lord can do. And he gives example of himself only, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached throughout India, but by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he empowered us, we could be able to preach all over the world, which is actually a great task. So, how can one get empowerment from the Lord? One can get empowerment from the Lord when we live in harmony with the thoughts of Lord, or when we live in harmony with the desire of Lord. So, Lord Brahma says in second canto of Bhagavatam, Na bharati me angam rishopa lakshate, na vai kvachin me manaso mrushagati. नमे ऋषिकाणि पतन्ते असत्पते यन्मे हृदय उत्कंठवतो धृतो हरि. हि श्रेष्ठ नारद मुनि, ओ नारदा, बिकॉज आई हैव होल्ड यन्मे हृदय उत्कंठवतो धृतो हरि, बिकॉज आई होल्ड द लोटस फीट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हरि, हाउ? विथ एंथुजियाज्म, विथ ग्रेट झील, उत्कंठवत. वॉट एवर आई से नेवर प्रूवन टू बी फॉल्स, नॉर इज द प्रोग्रेस ऑफ माइंड इज एवर डिटर्ड, nor my senses are degraded by temporary attachment and matter. Because I am in constant touch with the Supreme Lord, I get that empowerment from the Supreme Lord. So Lord Brahma, we know the verse from Brahma Sahita, how the Brahma is glorified in Brahma Sahita. Bhaswan yathasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja sriyant yat prakat yattvapitattva datra brahmai esh jagadanda vidhana karta govinda madhi purusham tamam bhajami. So that verse explains the position of Lord Brahma. Just like Ashma, when the light falls on Ashma, that Ashma reflects the light. And one may feel that the light is coming as good as from the stone, but actually it is coming from Supreme Lord. So Brahmaji, because he is getting power from Supreme Lord, he is doing creation of the all entire universe. So one may think that he is as good as Supreme Lord, because he is getting same power as Supreme Lord to create the thing. That's why it's Guna Avatara. But he says this, actually, I am not doing it. It is coming from the Supreme Lord. To that Govinda, I am offering my respective obeisances. In Sisi also, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares the position of Shiksha Guru, or Guru. Who is the Guru? So, Kaviraj Goswami says in the first chapter of Adilila, Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishna Raswa Rupa Antaryami Bhakta Srishta Idui Rupa. So, there are two Shiksha Gurus, or two forms of Shiksha Gurus. One is Antaryami, Paramatma, who guides us within. And one is a Bhakta Srishta, the devotee who appears in front of us in the form of counselor, in the form of guru, in the form of senior devotee's friend, whoever devotee friend is there, in that form, he acts as Shiksha Guru. Krishna acts as the Shiksha Guru. What is the reference for this? So Kaviraj Goswami gives reference also within the CC. It is reference from 11th canto where Uddhava glorifies the Supreme Lord in that way. Naivo payantya pachitam kavayasta vesham brahma ayusha pikrutarud mudasmaranta yo antar bahistan bhrutam ashubham vidhunvan acharya chaitya vapusa sagatim vinanti acharya chaitya vapusa sagatim vinanti. Uddhava says, O Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express the indebtedness to you, even if they are endowed with a prolonged lifetime of Brahma, Brahma Ayushapi, Ayusha Brahma. For you appear in two features. One is externally as Acharya and internally as a super soul, Chaitya Guru, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. So for us, why we, if the Krishna as a super soul is sitting in the heart of every living entity, and same super soul empowers Yamaraj, so that by mercy of super soul, Yamaraj can able to predict the future of a living entity, Brahma can say that I am acting as good as Supreme Lord, why can't we access the direction of Supreme Lord? What is the difficulty? Because currently our consciousness is completely affected by the anarthas. So as we know, there are stages in devotional service. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Vritti, Nishtha, Ruchi and Asakti. Till this point, we cannot get much access from Supreme Soul, Supreme Lord or Super Soul. We have, but hardly able to discriminate whether this voice coming from the heart is from Supreme Lord, Super Soul, or is from our own impression of our own mind, which is as good as Maya. Because whatever past impression we have accumulated in our mind, samskaras, because of conditioned life, whether that voice is from that samskaras or from super soul is very difficult to understand. When person crosses asakti stage, till the point of asakti, Vishwanath Chakravarti explains in Madhurya Kadambini that person uses his material intelligence and material mind. He has the discriminative power, which is a function of material intelligence. Moment he crosses the asakti stage, his material mind and material intelligence starts to dissolve and his spiritual intelligence awakens. Basically, he starts developing a spiritual body within his own body. The process is explained by analogy of coconut. Now, coconut started getting dissociated with the outer shell. It starts happening at the stage of bhava. Still, at the stage of bhava, still small amount of material mind is or intelligence is present because of very minute traces of anarthas are still there on the stage of bhava. That's why there is a possibility, Prabhupada explains, that one may come down. If one performs offenses at the stage of bhava, one has to come down to the stage of nishtha or asakti. If the offense is so grievous, one has to come down to the stage of anarthavritti also. And offense is more grievous, even from the stage of bhava, one can go out of devotional service also. One can go completely inside maya. Of course, that thing is very rare, usually don't happen, because such a person works by the instinct given by the Lord. So how we can access the super soul? So Kaviraj Goswami says, Jive sakshat nahi tate guru chaitya rupe shiksha guru haya krishna mahanta swarupe. That's why, because jiva has not that power to access that super soul's mercy or super soul's direction. That's why shiksha guru haya krishna mahanta swarupe, that same supreme soul appeared in front of devotee in the form of mahanta, in the form of great devotee or guru or whatever, counselor, in the form of that he appeared. And through that, we get direction from the super soul. So Krishna gives instruction to that guru, and from guru we receive the instruction. That's how we get the instruction. And that's why Krishna says in 11th canto that we should not disrespect the guru. Why? Because he is non-different from me. Acharyam mam vijaniyam na avamanneta karichit namartya buddhi ayusuyet asuyet sarvadev sorry sarvadev mayo guru. One should know that acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him. Namartya buddhi asuyet, asuya is envy, because he is at high position, I am at low position. We should not do Asya like this. Thinking him an ordinary man, he is a representative of all demigods. Sarva Devo Mayo Guruhu. So, indirectly in this verse or in this purport, by giving the example of Yamaraj, the Yamadutas indirectly, of course they are not aware while speaking this verse and while speaking, but Prabhupada clarifies this in purport, that indirectly Yamadutas are telling us that who is the observer for the sinful attitudes of Ajamil? His Yamaraj is the observer. He can predict all those things because he's as good as a super soul. But unfortunately, at this point of time, Yamadutas are not aware that there is someone who is higher than the Yamaraj also, who is the master of Yamaraj. So why Yamaraj could able to act as good as super soul? Because he is able to align himself with the thoughts of Supreme Personality Godhead. His interest and the interest of Supreme Lord are same. That's why he got that empowerment. He could do that. So what is bhakti means? Whole process of sadhana bhakti is try to align our consciousness with the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why to do that, what we require? We require surrender. And because surrender is not easy, Prabhupada in the same canto, in the 17th verse, same chapter, Prabhupada says, the process of bhakti is simple but not at all easy as proclaimed by the Gyanis and other transcendentalists. So many times other Gyanis and transcendentalists say, you are bhaktas, your path is very easy. That's why your people are very emotional. When I, in 2012, when I was staying in the base, because of some office work, on Sunday, I had to go to some place in the nearby Vadala Road for some examination of BRC. It was early morning, 7 o'clock, I was supposed to reach there, so I left early base, so could not able to have breakfast. So I went to some hotel to take some Shira or something to have my breakfast, because long examination was there. And one of my person who was supposed to give examination, he also came into the same hotel, nearby college. I ordered some Shira, because that's the only thing available without onion garlic there. So that fellow came, sat in front of me, and he lit up a cigarette there. He ordered chai, he ordered tea, he ordered something to eat. He lit up a cigarette there and started smoking. He asked me, are you initiated? Are you from ISKCON? Well, yes, of course, I'm from ISKCON. Are you initiated? Well, not yet. He said, I am initiated person. Well, yes, are you initiated? You're smoking cigarette. How can you say that you are initiated? No, not from ISKCON, Malay. From some other, I cannot tell the name, from some other organization, I am initiated. And you are doing good thing, because you are not drinking tea, because you are not smoking, because you are not eating meat. Because bhaktas are supposed to like that. But we are gyanis. Our path is of, path of jnana. And gyanis are above three modes of material nature. So we can do all these things. We are allowed to smoke cigarette. We are allowed to eat meat. And then he made a further statement, which was like a shock of my life that moment. He said, given the option, he was a Hindu guy, by the way, he was a Hindu guy, given the option to eat chicken or cow meat or beef, our gurus told us to eat beef. Our guru told us to eat beef. And this is what our path of jnana is. In my mind thinking, welcome to some naraka, which is mentioned in the fifth canto, because this is not a path of jnana. Path of jnana is very austere. Krishna says in fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, one has to follow brahmacharya for path of jnana. It's mandatory. One has to refrain from all senses. And then, after doing that, to perform jnana yoga, basically, first of all, there is a pre-qualification. Nishkam karma yoga. What is nishkam karma yoga? One has to perform duty of varnashrama without any attachment to fruit, offering fruit to Krishna. So nishkam karma ka, one is thoroughly attached to one's duty. Gyan yogi is purified sufficiently by practice of nishkam karma yoga. And then he can constantly contemplate on the Vedic instructions. And by that way he achieves the Brahman realizations. So sense enjoyment is not allowed in the path of gyan yoga. Further in ashtanga yoga, we can see there is also compulsory brahmacharya. One has to renounce anything, everything. One has to go to forest. One has to refrain, control completely his sense enjoyment, and then only can practice this path of Ashtanga Yoga. But still, Prabhupada says, all the paths are easy compared to bhakti. Because within all these three paths, there is some attachment, there is some ego that I am doing this. I like, it's my psychophysical nature to become Brahmana, to become Kshatriya, to become Vaishya. And I'm attached to that. Because I like to do that, I'm doing it. Only I'm offering fruit to Krishna. Jnani is, okay, I want to achieve the spiritual realization on my own strength. That's why they perform so much austerity. So that I-ness is there. But when it comes to path of bhakti, there is surrender. And what is surrender? Whatever Guru tells, we have to do it. Whether you like it or not. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. And this thing is not easy. I like something, but I cannot do it. We have read from Journey Home. Maharaj was too much attached to harmonica. And he was so, harmonica was so dear to him that the thought of giving up harmonica was impossible for him. But somehow he got mercy of Ganga Mata, and Ganga Mata revealed her that if you want to progress further in your pursuit of search of God, what you have to do? You have to give up the harmonica. And when Maharaj gave that harmonica inside Ganga water, Ganga Mata told Maharaj the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So it's not that easy to give up all those things. So that's why it is said that Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. Nishkama means he is ready to do whatever Guru wants to do. Atayeva Shanta. Bhakti Mukti Siddhikami Sakale Ashanta. Because there is some attachment to something. They are always Ashanta. They are always disturbed one. So, if I want to align ourselves with the plan of Lord, we want to surrender. And surrender is not easy. And we can see the best example from the Shastra is Pandavas. So, Bhishma Dev, when he saw the Pandavas after the winning of war, when Krishna bought Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas in front of Bhishma Dev, the conversation is very beautiful. How Bhishma Dev starts the conversation? With a very beautiful verse. Aho kashtam aho nyayam yajuyam nripanandana jivitum naratum klishtam vipradharma chutashaya. What great trouble you have gone in your life, kashtam. What a great injustice you have felt or undergone. Aho anyayam yajuyam dharmanandana. You are dharmanandan, you are the personification of dharma. And anybody on that situation could not able to leave. Jivitum narhatum klishtam, with such a pain. But you could able to tolerate all these things because you did three things. Vipra, dharma, achyutashraya. You took shelter of devotees, you took shelter of Supreme Lord, and you took shelter of dharma. Then, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, but why it happened to me? I did take shelter of all these three aspects of dharma, achyutashraya. Still it happened to me. Why? So Bhishma Dev says, Sarvam kalam kritam manye bhavatam chadapriyam sapalo yad vashe loko vayo rivaghanavali. It's by the time. Time is so powerful that by the one stroke of time, vayo rivaghanavali, everything can be washed away. That's how time is powerful. But time, how time acts? Time acts as an instrument of karma. Time carries the karma and gives result of our karma at particular time. So do you want me to say that I am under karma? I am practicing due service. And Chakravarti Pad says in the Madhura Kandamani, moment we reach Shraddha, not in Bhajan Kriya, not even start, before even starting of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you reach Shraddha, with Shraddha, Krishna Bhakti Kaile, Sarva Karma Krita Hoye. Shraddha Shabda Vishwas Kaile, Sudhruna Nishche, Krishna Bhakti Kaile, Sarva Karma Krita Hoye. If we reach that Shraddha, we may not have chanted one round of Hare Krishna also. Our all prarabdha and prarabdha karma goes away. Chakravarti Pad says in the Madhuri Kandambini. He is a Yudhishthira Maharaj who associated with the Lord personally. How can you say that it's because of Kala? So, Bhishma Dev says that Kala is nothing but a Supreme Lord here. This Kala is nothing but a will of Supreme Lord. And why surrender is difficult? The surrender means to follow the will of Lord. And to understand the will of Lord is very, very difficult. What Lord exactly want us to follow? Nahi yasya karichit rajan puman veda vidit satat yad vigyasaya yukta muhyanti kavayopihi. Even great, great learned people, kavayopihi, muhyanti, They get bewildered. So we cannot understand the plan of Lord. So how could Yudhishthira Maharaj be able to tolerate or understand the plan of Lord, or he could be able to carry out the mission of Lord? How he could be able to do that? Because all the Pandavas were surrendered to the will of Lord. And that's what Suta Goswami glorifies as to when we tell when he was telling to Parikshit Maharaj the glories of he was telling the glories of Parikshit Maharaj. Sarathya Sevana Parshada Sakya Dautya Virasananugamana Stavana Pranama Snigdeshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnor Bhaktim Karot Nupatish Charanaravindam. Krishna, Supreme Lord, become their Sarathya. He did their, he acted as charioteer for Arjuna. Parshada, he become their friend, he become their associate. Sevana, he served them in the Rajasya Yajna. Sakya, he become their friend. Dautya, he become their messenger. And he offered obeisances to the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Stamuna Pranama. Why? Snigdheshu. Because Pandavas were completely malleable to the will of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, because they're completely malleable to the will of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Lord did all these things with him. And because they were aligning with the plan of Lord, despite undergoing so much tribulation, Pandavas could be able to survive. And Pandavas is able to progress towards the Supreme Transcendence. And same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibited in his mood of Radharani when he was speaking about Shikshashtakam prayers. So that beautiful Bengali verse, which is nothing but the Bengali version of Aslishava Padarthapya Nashtuma in the CC, last chapter it comes. Nagani apana dukha sabhe vanchi tara sukha amar tat paya. Maraya didiya dukha tara haila maha sukha sei dukha mora sukha varya. This is the mood of a surrender devotee. Nagani apana dukha. In the conditioned state, we always count our miseries. What I'm not getting. What I'm supposed to get. In Ishta Gosha, we demand. I'm supposed to get this, I'm supposed to get this, I'm supposed to get this. Because we are conditioned state. But pure devotees, Nagani Apana Dukha. Sabe Vanchi Tara Sukha. They always want Krishna to get happiness. And Tara Sukha Amar Tatparya. The purpose of my life is to please Krishna, to glorify Krishna. And by giving me misery, Morayadi Diya Dukha. Tara haila maha sukha. If you get the greatest happiness, sahi dukha mora sukha variya. That misery is my greatest and greatest happiness. Sukha variya. Not only sukha, sukha variya. Topmost happiness. That's how Mahaprabhu exhibited the mood of Radharani. That how Radharani is the topmost devotee. And seeing the mood only, Uddhava wanted to achieve that. Not the position of Radharani or not the position of Gopis, but that same intensity of devotional service. And that's why he wanted the dust of lotus feet of those Gopis. Because that kind of surrender they have. So Buddha, we know that beautiful verse. Asam hare charan, asam aho charan renu jusham aham sad vrindavane kimipigul malatau shadinam. Why? Why I want to become latau shadi in vrindavana gulma latau shadi? Because ye dustyaja svajan arya patham chahitva. That path which is arya patha, the greatest path of morality, greatest path of dharma, that is hitva. They give up that. Bhejur mukunda padmi shutibir murgya. To get the Krishna's mercy, to get the Krishna, which is very difficult to obtain by shrutis, the great learned scriptures also. So that's why when we say the Bhakti Rishi Sridhar Maharaj very beautifully said that actually where the Rasala comes in the Bhagavad Gita? Is there any verse in the Bhagavad Gita which depicts the Rasa Leela? Can anybody just say that this is a verse depicting Rasala? Mention the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a book of philosophy. Yeah. So Bhakti Rishi Sridhar Maharaj says, Sarva dharman parityajyam mamekam shadam vraja. So here Krishna really wanted to say, what is the meaning of this verse? So mam ekam shadam vraja. Here vraja means vraja gopis. So, my dear Arjuna, you have to surrender like a Vraja Gopis. That is Sarva Dharman Parityajyam. And when you do that, then Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Suja. This is how Bhakti Rishi Chandra Maharaj gives commentary on this verse. So, if the surrender is so difficult compared to Jnana Yoga, compared to Ashtanga Yoga, compared to Nishkama Karma Yoga, still, the greatest devotee want to surrender more and more. Why? So we'll try to see the few reasons why they want to align themselves with the plan of Lord. Because they want to undergo so much misery. We see the Pandava's misery. One cannot able to live. We cannot able to sustain. Cannot tolerate this misery. Still Pandavas undergone that misery. Still our Acharyas undergone that misery. And still more and more devotees want to undergo that misery. Why? So our Acharyas in scriptures mention various points. That first of all, first point is the bliss attained by the bhakti is incomparable to the bliss attained by the mukti, which is the goal of other processes. All other processes are mukti kamis. They want to achieve liberation from the conditioned state. They want to achieve liberation from the miseries. And that's what they aspire for. But bhakta never aspire these things. He only want to serve. Mama janmani janmanishwari. Let me take millions of births. Bhavatad bhakti ahe tukhito. That's what I want. Even the mukti personally comes. Mukti Devi comes. Please take this. Bhakta says, sorry, I'm engaged in my service. Please don't disturb me. That's how the Bhakta says that. So that's why Bhagavad Gita says, where the bhakti starts, after the mukti, bhakti starts. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kangshati samas sarvesha bhuteshu. This is Brahma Bhuta stage. This stage of Brahman realization. After that, mad bhaktim labhate param. Then only we get the bhakti. And Rupa Goswami very beautifully mentioned this in the Bhaktir Samar Sindhu, giving the analogy that consider the topmost person in the planet Earth, richest person with all good family, all good things, everything he has good, his happiest person. If you consider the happiness of that person is X, then the higher demigods, lower demigods like Gandharvas, Kinnaras, their happiness is 1000X. The higher demigods like Indra and all other, which are living just below the Saptarshi planets, their happiness is 1000 times more than the happiness of the lower demigods. The happiness derived by the above planetary system like Janaloka, Tapoloka, Maharloka, it is 1000 times more than those of demigods like Indra. The happiness one can get in Satyaloka is 1000 times more than happiness derived by the sages. Happiness achieved by a person who gets liberation actually, one actually enters the Brahma Jyoti, is much, much, much more greater than what the happiness derived by the planets of the people of Brahma Loka, Satya Loka. And happiness gained by the process of bhakti or pure divine service is not even drop in the ocean compared to Brahmananda. So if you consider Brahmananda, if you consider the Brahmananda's ocean, so that ocean becomes a drop in front of the bhakti. That's how powerful the process of pure devotional service is. If you align oneself to the plan of Supreme Lord. And by various verses, Kaviraj Goswami has given quotation in the Chaitanya Charitamrit. Krishna Dasa Abhimane Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tarek Bindu. Koti Brahma Sukha. Koti times we multiplied by the happiness of Brahmananda, that is a not even Bindu, not even Tarayaka Bindu. Krishna name Ananda Sindhu Astvadana Brahmananda Tara Age Khatodaka Sama. When we chant holy name, we experience the Ananda Sindhu. What is the Brahmananda in front of that? It's like a water containing the cup footprint. Khatodaka Sama. Then further, Mahaprabhu, when he was preaching to the Muslim people, when he visited Vrindavan, then he says, Tandra Siva Vina Jive Naya Samsar Tahar Charan Prati Purushartha Sar Mokshadi Ananda Yara Nahe Kakarna Purnananda Prapti Tara Charana Sevana Mokshadi Ananda Yara Nahe Kakarna Purnananda Prapti only happens by Tara Charana Sevana. So this is the first point. We say that why devotees want to surrender? Because the happiness is incomparable to that of a happiness achieved by the Brahmananda. Then second point, we see that without bhakti, even the jnani yogis, ashtanga yogis and nishkam karma yogis cannot achieve mukti also. So Mahaprabhu, while explaining to Sananda Goswami, says this verse, Keval jnana mukti dete nare bhakti vine, Krishnan mukhe se mukti haya vina jnane. If the jnanis, yogis and nishkam karma yogis, they don't perform the element of bhakti in their practice, they cannot achieve mukti. Nare bhakti vine. But bhakti is independent. Krishna unmukhe sahi mukti haya vina jnane. But bhakta, if they don't practice the jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga and nishkam karma yoga, he achieves the same mukti. So that's why bhakti is an independent process. It is not dependent on any process. Anybody can perform bhakti. That's why bhakti is recommended by the acharya. We have the famous verse, Neha Bhikramana Shosti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Salpam Apyasa Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Vayat. Now the verse, this verse in the Bhagavad Gita in second chapter comes in the section of starting of Buddhi Yoga. What is Buddhi Yoga? Krishna broadly called as Buddhi Yoga as any yoga. Be it the Nishkam Karma Yoga, because in that section of Buddhi Yoga, there are verses glorifying Nishkam Karma Yoga, Karmanneva Adhikarasya Mahaphaleshu Kadachana. There are verses glorifying Jnana Yoga. There are verses glorifying other yogas also. But Chakravarti Pad says that this verse refers only to the Bhakti Yoga. How? Because Jnana Yogis, Ashtanga Yogis and Nishkam Karma Yogis, if they don't perform element of Bhakti in their practice doesn't get carried away in future life. Generally, yoga, wherever person is yogi, he could not able to perform or complete his yoga, perfect his yoga. When he dies, we know that. He gets the birth in the pious family, Suchinam, Srimatam, Gahi, Yoga, Brishta, Bajayate. But if the yogi failed to perform the element of bhakti, he didn't get that. He has to again come to the conditional state only. He has to begin the process again. So only bhakti is the only thing which takes you further of your other yoga also. So that's why Svalpam Yasya Dharmasya cannot refer to any other yoga. It has to refer to a bhakti yogi only. Third aspect. So we saw two aspects. One is a unlimited happiness, incomparable happiness. Second aspect we saw that without bhakti one cannot get the liberation only mukti. But on the contrary, without other process, bhakti can independently give you mukti. Third aspect is by performing bhakti, even though we undergo tribulation because of material existence. We may undergo pain. But bhakti has a power to make you forget those pain and uplift you from that pain. In Ramayana, the beautiful incident comes that when Bibhishan comes to Lord Ram, and Lord Ram, when he accepts him, he coronates him as the king of Lanka, he started glorifying the Bibhishan. Oh, Bibhishan, in Lanka, you undergone so much tribulation, so much misery. Your brother was troubling you so much. How could you be able to tolerate all those things? And Bibhishan says, my dear Lord, it's power of your bhakti only. Because I was constantly doing your bhakti, that bhakti was not causing me to experience that pain only. I'm just happy, experiencing happiness only. Nanda Maharaj, in case Nanda Maharaj, the same verse, famous verse there in Bhagavatam. Iti Nanda Dayo Gopa Krishna Rama Kathamrda Kurvanti Ramamanasya Navindam Bhava Vedanam. Now in Vrindavan, moment Krishna went, misery after misery going on there. Demon after demon coming. But despite coming so much misery, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata could not able to recognize that these are miseries because they are completely absorbed. Krishna Rama Katha Amrita. The Kathas of Krishna and Rama. Kurvanti Ramamanasya. They are Ramaman in that. Navindam Bhava Vedanam. They forget. They don't realize that I have Bhava Vedana also. I have some miseries going on also. In fourth canto also, Narada Muni explains to Prachina Barishit. The same words, similar kind of thing. Tasmin Mahan Makharita Madhubi Charita Piyusha Shesha Charita Sarita Parita Ashtavanti Teye Pivanti Avitrisho Nrpagada Karne Tanna Svashantya Satut Bhayashoka Moha. One who takes the rasayan of bhakti inside the ear, pibanti, drinks the ear holes, coming from the mouth of Mahanta, which is like a river, Sarita Shavanti. What happens? Tanna sprushanti. They don't experience miseries of asat, truth, bhaya, shoka, moha. The misery of fear, the misery of shoka, misery of moha, misery of hunger. They never experience. So that's the third power of bhakti. So bhakti has that absorbing nature. And that's why devotees don't bother to go to hell. They're happy wherever they go because bhakti transcends them. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naivo duje pardustara vaitaranyam tadvirya gayana mahamrutamagna chitta. I don't fear to go to all these things because I'm absorbed. Tadvirya gayana mahamrutamagna chitta. But I have only one issue. I am suffering because of seeing suffering of others. Soche tato vimukha chet sa indriyartham maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudan. For small pleasure, they are carrying the heaps of load of maya sukha. Bharam udvahato vimudan. For them, I am feeling misery. So that's the third aspect we saw, ki bhakti causes us to makes us forget the miseries of the material existence. The fourth aspect we see, why devotees still undergo this tribulation or want to surrender, because when we surrender, Krishna becomes subservient to the such a pure devotee. Supreme Lord, the master of universe, become the servant of the such a devotee. In Marathi, in my childhood, I heard one song. It's not a bona fide song, but still, that line was quite striking to me. That song was, Devansa hi deva karito bhaktanchi chakari. Krishna is a god of all gods, Devansa hi deva. But he does service to his bhaktas, bhaktanchi chakari. He serves his devotees. And Krishna also confirmed this in the ninth canto. Aham bhakta paradhino, I am not swatantra. He aswatantra ivodvija. People think I am aswatantra, but I am not swatantra. I am paradhina, I am adhina of my bhaktas. Sadhvir grastar dhayo, bhaktair bhakta janapriyah. Even those who are dear to devotees, I am adhina of them also. They are very dear to me. Without my devotees, I don't enjoy anything. Naham atmanam asheshe madbhakta sadhu birvina sriyam chatyantikam brahmam yesham gatimaham para. And why I don't do this? Because for my sake, what they do? Ye daragara putraste pranam vittam imam param. They give up wife, they give up sons, they give up wealth, they give up their life. How can you tell me that I could give them up? Hitva mam sharam vyatha katham mam taktimutsase umayde durvasa. How can you tell me, give them up? No, it's not possible for me. This is the fourth reason we saw, that why devotees or great souls still want to surrender. And fifth reason, we'll see that because this thing is so precious that Krishna becomes subservient. To get a mukti is very easy, but Krishna doesn't give bhakti very easily. And a famous verse from fifth canto, just we can say, put forward, Rajam patir gulamalam bhavata medunam daivam priya kulapati kachakin karova astu eshang bhagavan bhajata mukundo muktim dadahati karichit smana bhakti yoga. Krishna can give you mukti easily. Muktim dadahati karichit. He may give you mukti. Smana bhakti yoga. To get a shuddha bhakti, to get a kevala bhakti is more difficult. To get a vraja bhakti is even more difficult. That's a very secret treasure of Krishna. But out of mercy of Krishna, Krishna personally came. We are going to celebrate in a few days the Gaur Purnima. That thing which was not bestowed even to his pure devotees, previous pure devotees, which came and distributed this thing like a water. Aise, what is the famous verse? Brahmana paayaka bindu, aise dhana vilayale samsari. Ei gupta bhava sindhu, brahma napai eka bindu, ei dhana vilayale samsare, gupta dhana. Even Brahma, who is a pure devotee, who is empowered, we saw his Brahma's case also. He said, whatever I say, never becomes false, because I am connected to Supreme Lord perfectly. Such a person, napai eka bindu, ei dhana vilayale samsare, he distributed like water, vilayale samsare. Aishe dayalu avatar, aishe data nahi yar, guna keho nare varni bare. That's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's a great fortune we are receiving the parampara coming from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why Mahaprabhu also says the same thing, that there are many, many living entities. How many living entities are there? Unlimited, uncountable living entities are there. Out of that, he says, Taram madhya sthavar jangama dui bhed, jangama tiryaka jala sthala charvi bhed. Among the living entities, there are many sthavar and jangam, many trees, sthavar and jangam, which are moving. Among the moving, there are many, you can say, reptiles, insects, water species, jalara vibhed. Among that, how many are the manushyas? Taram madhya manushyati ati alpatar. Nowadays, population is increasing. People are demanding government. There should be population control bill. But yeah, even the population is increasing. If you just see this land where we are sitting, we are hardly few. But if I just touch here, I'm killing lakhs of amoebas here. So how many living entities are here in this locality? We don't know. Manushya are alpatar. Among that, taram madhya mlecha pulinda bahuda shabara. Those are meat eaters. Those are not properly following lifestyles. Mlecha pulinda shabara. Shabara are the hog eaters. Among those who are not among all these things, among those are following Vedic path. Taram madhya ardheka veda mukhe mane. Among that, only half can accept the Vedas. Veda nishiddha parakare dharma nahi jane. But even though they accept the Vedas, they don't understand the real essence of dharma. They just follow karma kanda. Dharmachari madhya bahuta karma nishtha. Karma kanda is a lot. Practically, whatever dharmas are there, lot of karma kandis are there. Recently, we went to Chitrakoot, and there they put the speaker. We have this thing, we have this dhaga. If we put this dhaga, stri ka parishani nahi hoga. Ye parishani nahi hoga. Wo parishani nahi hoga. And lot of queue was there to purchase those things. Tara madhye bahut karma nishtha. Koti karma nishtha madhye eka gyana shrishtha. Eka gyani shrishtha. Among the billions, there is only one gyani. Koti gyani madhye haya eka jana mukta. Koti mukta madhye durlav eka krishna bhakta. That much rare krishna bhakta is there. Because he completely surrenders himself despite he wants to undergo all this tribulation. And that's how Yamaraj could able to surrender. And what is the result of surrender? Along with all these things we saw, 5 points. One gets excessive empowerment by the Krishna. So, that famous word from CC, that Eka dina udyog aise mahotsav kaila, Gopala prabhavaya anyana janila. Within the one day, such a big brahmotsav has happened. How? Gopala prabhavaya. In that purport, Prabhupada says, Krishna conscious movement has spread all over the world within a very short time. Within the 5 years. And Mandai people are very much astonished at this. However, by the grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand that everything is possible by the grace of Krishna. In the next purport, Prabhupada says, why 5 years? Within 5 days, entire world can become Krishna conscious. That is the power of Krishna. If Krishna decides, within 5 days, entire world can become Krishna conscious. And if we don't surrender, then what will happen? Probably Prabhuji must be thinking, am I going to take next verse or not? So if you don't surrender, then what happens? That is mentioned by Yamadutas in the next verse, where Yamadutas says that forgetting Krishna, the living entities attract by external energy, and by the karma, he gets carried away in future life, taking his karma and suffers throughout his life. So these are a few thoughts on these 2 verses. Thank you very much. Anybody wants to comment or question or clarification or correction, they are most welcome. Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much.